Hello.
Hi, is this Zarek?
Yes.
Hi, Zarek. My name is Lisa Taylor. I'm calling you from Elite Wiki Writers Compliance Team. How are you doing today?
Well, I'm very good. How are you doing?
I'm so sorry. There's a lot of noise on my background. Can you please repeat that?
I'm saying, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. I've been trying to reach out to you, Zarek, in order to discuss your case. And what is the issue at this point of time?
So what case is that?
Well, your project manager, Henry Ross, told me that you're looking to cancel the entire order completely, and I wanted to have a word with you since you just placed the order with us about a month ago. And currently, we are almost at the stage of submission. So what I'm trying to understand is what exactly happened that actually, you know, got you towards a refund?
Well, everything is in documents, even though Henry Ross claims the opposite of whatever it is I'm saying. But my impression is I signed up for a two service with the hopes of ordering for four total.
Mm-hmm.
I paid regular price. I didn't even ask for discount for two.
Mm-hmm.
So money was not an option. You had a small package, medium package, large package. Your salesman was selling me large one all day long. I went with the medium one, so I still didn't go for a small package.
Mm-hmm.
They disappear on us. He forgets to send me a link. I get a bunch of links. Everything says weak. And these are articles published about my company and myself years ago. It's a very reputable stuff. So I questioned the week. He goes like, if you don't want week, we can set up stuff for you, and it's going to cost you money. Very simple. So the question is, there is no communication you can find, unless I missed it, that he says, don't worry about this stuff. We get your article published, regardless of week or not. So I don't understand what the point of that was, that you're sharing the weak stuff with me if your intentions are not to make more money, another $3,600. The person who we connected with me, who felt like a used car salesman, it's $70-some-odd, but because you're a customer, I give you $3,600, $3,500, whatever the number was. I don't remember the exact number. So that effectively tells you the entire experience is wrong from the get-go. Your intention is not to help the customer, even though the customer paid the full price, didn't negotiate any discount for the existing two, even though he could have squeezed even more to get two for maybe 1.5 times instead of two exact same $1,000, and Henry Ross disappears. I follow up. He goes, I forgot to send you a link. No directions about what are we doing with Wikipedia. Is Wikipedia a U.S. government that they're not going to publish this article? If that's the case, I need to know ahead of time I have to spend $6,000 or not. So that's it. This entire thing is designed from the beginning, was handled the wrong way. And I don't want to do business with people that are very unclear on their business model. I don't care who they are and what kind of business they're on. You guys may be successful or not, but right now my impression from your company is this is very much close to a scam than anything else.
Okay, first of all, Zarek, I'm very sorry for the inconvenience that was caused during the process. I feel that the process and the submission of the Wikipedia page, how a Wikipedia admin collaborates with a third-party mediator, which is us in your case, and how we in return coordinate and collaborate with the customer or any other individual who comes up to us in order to place the order for a Wikipedia page. I believe this entire process was not communicated thoroughly to you. So let me just go back to the very first day, you know, when you place the order with us. Okay, first of all, I need to acknowledge and provide you an understanding in terms of how Wikipedia works. You do understand that we are the mediators in the middle, right? Because we do not control the finalization or approval of your Wikipedia page. What we do from our end is that we evaluate the primary criteria, which is whether or not you have the online presence. See, anyone who has the an online presence, they are eligible for a Wikipedia page. That is the basic criteria. So if you're looking to have a Wikipedia page, that is the most basic level that you need to fulfill in order to actually move on to the submission or drafting of the page. Now, once we get the order on board, that is when we send your profile and the requirements along with the specifications to a Wikipedia admin who is assigned on your Wikipedia page or profile. All right, now that individual is authorized by Wikipedia itself in order to evaluate your profile and put it live out there. So that is basically the process. Now, what happens is that when we send in the specifications to the Wikipedia admin, what they do is provide us a thorough analysis of whatever the online presence is, and they also let us know whether or not there is any additional requirement. And that is where the additional articles came in. I believe nobody conveyed this process to you. So again, I'm going to go back. Primary criteria that we do the evaluation for, we just look for online presence, if you have the online presence or not. Secondary criteria, once the order is transferred to the Wikipedia admin, it's all about how strong or notable your online presence is. In other words, we're talking about the online articles that are out there, okay? And this is something that we're not making up. We get these requirements from them, and we convey to our customers because they do not deal with individual customers. And this is how it works with most of the mediators in this industry. All right? Are you with me, Zarek?
Yes, I'm listening.
Okay. All right. Now, what happened here is that you got an evaluation from the admin where they enlisted, and I do understand. See, there is a difference of opinion here. You might think that some of the articles that are published, they are very old, they're good, they're reputable, but Wikipedia might see them as promotional. And if there is even a hint of promotional or advertisement, advertising content in any individual article, what happens is that they completely disregard that reference altogether. They're not going to add that. So they are very, 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 you know, strict about their requirements and what they need. So what happened here is that on the 28th of August, I believe Henry Ross sent you a detailed message explaining what a credible article is, and you had mentioned already that you are going to cancel it if everything, all of the references are weak. And that is where I quote, he mentioned that the thing you can do is to write new articles about your company. It will help your company to get more online coverage. Also, it will also be utilized on the Wikipedia page. If you want, we can help you on that. All right. Now, in this message, he explained things to you, and he gave you the option whether you can do it yourself or we can help you out. See, again, there is no aggressive sales tactic applied here, from what I see from the documented conversation. And right after that message, you asked, what is the cost of adding articles? I mean, if this was something, Zarek, that you can handle on your own, we are more than happy for you to, you know, facilitate that and provide us the links. The only reason why this entire conversation came up, it's not that we cannot deliver your page, okay? It's just going to take a lot of time. That's all. The reason why we are moving forward with this additional requirement, it's to ensure that we give you a timely delivery in terms of having the page live. So you have two options here. If you feel that you do not want to, you know, invest any more amount, and if, even if you don't have any resources or means to get these articles done on your own, then of course we have the third way. If you give us the disclaimer that you're fine with the timeline after the submission, if Wikipedia admin takes some time due to weak notability for the page to get approved, we are good to go with that. We don't mind that. If you agree to that, the reason why we are doing this is to make sure that your references and your articles are strong enough so that your page gets live immediately. Understand the difference in between that. Nobody's saying that this cannot be delivered. Are you with me?
Yes, I am. Okay. Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Where are you located?
Me personally, I'm located in California. The headquarters is in New York. Is
okay,
this because of my accent?
No, I have an accent too. I live in California too.
Yeah.
You come across as a person that doesn't live in the United States. You're aggressive. Instead of letting the customer go and processing, your tone is hard. So instead of just trying to solve an issue and move on with your life and let the customer make a better decision, you come across as cancel my order. I'm going to wait until tomorrow before I call American Express unless I see the process. You guys promised me that there is a person on the WhatsApp that I have a screenshot of that says clearly, if you're not happy with our work, we give you our money. We give you the money back. I've been requesting this money back, and it seems like instead of just processing it, you are arguing with me over what was said on what email. And let me tell you what. You have my profile. I run a very large business with 1,600 employees, and I know people's impression is their reality. That's it. My impression, either good, bad, or different, is my reality, and your team came across the wrong way. That's it. So refund the money. Let's close this deal. There is no point of you calling me and arguing with me and trying to correct this thing, unless you live in a different country and you don't live in the United States and you come across like that. So I'm going to go to Wikipedia and report all of you guys and make sure your name and your organization names are reported as people that are really not doing business the wrong way, so you guys are moved away from being moderators or being connected to anyone else that can submit this stuff. Because this thing doesn't really make sense. I want to move away.
Talk?
That's it. No, I don't want you to talk. You're aggressive. Listen, I run customer service too, the way you do. So if a customer wants to go, we can very nicely ask for a reason why. We can ask them to if they can change their mind. Maybe there was a misunderstanding.
Derek,
all this stuff.
You're taking
you don't have to teach
wrong.
Them a lesson.
No,
you're
not trying to do that.
Teaching.
I am so sorry
okay,
if it came
listen,
across
what
that
your,
way.
What is your name? One more time. Sorry, I missed it when you called.
Lisa Taylor. Can I talk? Can I explain this?
I'm hanging up. I want a process and confirmation from email. This is it. This is the conclusion. You can talk. I can talk. It doesn't make any difference. I am not satisfied with this service. I want my money back. Can you give me my money back, Lisa? Let me ask you. You don't have to explain it. I understand. Can you give my money back, or should I just take an action on my own? You tell me. I'll do that.
Can
you give me
now?
My money back, Lisa? Yes, go
can
ahead.
Can I talk? Will you allow me to talk now?
Yes.
Thank you. First of all, this is my tone, Zarek. I'm not trying to come across as argumentative. I'm trying to explain things to you step by step. And one more thing, Zarek, if you're misunderstanding the fact that I am trying to do my job honestly, explain things to you, and try to retain you with a possible resolution, if you consider that to be a crime or a sin or whatsoever, I think that it's coming out completely wrong. I do my job with full dedication, with complete dedication, Zarek. And if somebody's going to take that in another way, I'm not here to ask you for money, Zarek. And to be very honest, refunding you, it's
you
not
are,
an
you
issue.
Are. You're asking. You're asking. See, I'm asking for refund. You don't want it. Process the refund.
Did I say that? Zarek, this
is a
recorded medium, Zarek. Did I say that we will not process your refund?
No, you are. Listen, I'm done with this conversation. I'm going to wait until tomorrow. Either I'm going to get a processing of a payment notice that you guys are acknowledging. If not, I'm going to contact my card company, get the money out. This is ridiculous. This is bad. And listen,
Zarek,
what you're
I'm talking about submitting your profile here, and I told you that you don't even have to work on the additional articles. I give you an option.
I don't want you. Don't submit anything. Do not submit anything. I am not satisfied with this service. I've been sending an email for cancellation.
What is it that you're not dissatisfied about?
I don't care.
I gave you a
cancel. Cancel. I don't. You don't give me nothing. You call me here with an aggressive phone of yours. You shouldn't be even on a phone call with someone at customer service.
I am not aggressive. I was trying.
You are very aggressive. You don't listen.
Okay,
you don't live
aggressive.
In the world that I live in.
The way you're talking to me, Zarek, the way you're talking to me,
because
is aggressive. It's a reactive tone. What I was doing, I was simply providing you a resolution. Understand?
What resolution? What resolution? You're teaching me something that. Listen, you see, if you spend 2 minutes of your time looking at my profile, you don't have to teach a person who ran a business and something about a business out there. Anyone else's business.
Anything. Zarek, I've been working on Wikipedia for the past 12 years. So if there's something that is not coming across correctly to you, of course I'm going to tell you about it. If that is coming out as aggressive, go ahead.
Lisa, let me ask you a question. Can I get the refund?
Of course you can get a refund. Because on this entire
let me ask you another question. What is it going to take to get a refund?
Okay. There's a protocol.
What is it going to take to get a refund?
All right. I'm going to send this to you in writing that you would like to pull off the submission and you would like to cancel the project with Wikipedia. At this point of time, the reason that you're providing for a refund, that is the lack of notability or the lack of additional articles, on this reason, Wikipedia will be ready to process the refund. However, they will blacklist you for life. So your Wikipedia profile will not go live afterwards. If you agree to that, I'm going to go ahead and do it.
So let me ask you a question.
Yes.
This is very interesting. So you said you don't work, you're a third-party mediator.
That is correct.
Did you pay the money to Wikipedia?
Yes. Some of the amount went to Wikipedia, and some of the amount went to the article writers. The article writers are in-house, and the article publishers, they are a third-party separate vendors. So a publication fee is processed to them separately.
Okay. Send me all the information of who I need to contact, including in Wikipedia, because you definitely don't live in this country. You are in a different country because
Zarek, don't go there. If you're going to talk about my race, about my accent, and you're